Yeah, we've always had tough battles with Derry. You know, they came to McCool Park a few years ago and beat us in Championship, and then we had a tight tussle in the qualifiers, you know, so there's never much between the two teams, you know, and they've had a very positive league campaign and getting to the Division 1 final, so both teams will go into it with plenty of confidence and they'll be looking to win it.
And Celtic Park, does it hold any fears for you?
I suppose it's something new for us, so it is, you know, we've been blessed with home draws for this past couple of years, you know, so something different going away from McCool Park, but you know, it always presents a challenge, you know, being away in Ulster, and you know, there's no bigger challenges than Celtic Park, but it's one that, you know, you have to look forward to and you have to embrace it.
As you said, facing an informed Derry side and also facing an old manager.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose Brian, we know a lot of the players from his time here, you know, he had a successful period while he was managing Donegal, you know, so we know from our experience of him that Derry are going to be well organised and well prepared, so it's up to us to match that, you know, and hopefully on the day things will work out for us.
Hoping to win, you don't want to go the back door, do you, or maybe?
No, definitely not. You know, it's Ulster Championship, you know, it's only one of two championships that we're in this year, you know, so as always, as every year, you know, the Ulster Championship is the number one priority, and then when you get to the quarter final stage or last 12 stage, whatever it may be, you know, you turn your head towards All Ireland, but certainly the focus is 100% on the Ulster Championship.
One last hooray, is it, for some people?
Well, for some people, but you never know. You know, it always depends on how the year pans out. You know, a long summer, you know, would give people the appetite again, you know, for another year too. So it's hard to say.
You talk about appetite. You know, you've been there a good while now. There's been serious appetite since Jim came in 2011, 2012. Maybe some people questioned whether it was there last year or not. Is it there this year?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, I think we've shown from the league, you know, that every game was, you know, we've been competitive, you know, and our attitude's been spot on most every day we've been out. So it's something for us to, you know, to carry through now to the Championship, and it's definitely you know, it's going to be a big year for a lot of players, and hopefully the younger players will add to what's a, you know, what's a strong core in the team.
I know it's one game at a time, but is an Ulster title really the big ambition?
Well, as always, suppose you have to take it one game at a time. But the Ulster title is always for all nine counties entering it. You know, it's that is the main aim. So we know ourselves we've got a very, very high hurdle to get over in Derry and Celtic Park. And hopefully, if we do overcome that, you know, we'd be definitely setting our sights on an Ulster title.